Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Located in Chillicothe, Ohio, USA, Process Labs has decades of experience and their services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 23rd of September, 2013. Title, Advice for Students. While attending a university's Pulp and Paper Foundation meeting a week ago, I tried to stir the pot on a certain subject. The reaction was one I have seen many times. Everyone wanted to ignore the issue. Yet when I've looked down the path on such futuristic issues in the past, time has nearly always proven me correct. I posed this question in a couple of forums that day. Will a pulp and paper science student in the United States today interested in the pulping process, not paper making, but pulping, be able to complete a normal 40-year career in the pulping sector in the United States? I think the answer is a resounding no. My evidence? The last greenfield pulp mill permitted in the United States was constructed circa 1990. No one has been able, nor has the EPA allowed, a pulp mill to be permitted in the last 23 years. The Tomlinson boiler, often called the recovery boiler, which makes modern wood pulping possible, was invented in the 1930s. The first black liquor recovery boiler, not identified as a Tomlinson boiler, was constructed by Babcock & Wilcox in 1929, or 84 years ago. This can be assumed to be the beginning of the modern pulp mill in the United States. So if the last pulp mill was permitted in 1989, or 60 years after the first recovery boiler was built here, then we can now say that for the last 28% of the history of the modern pulp mill, no new ones have been successfully constructed in the United States. If this pattern continues, when today's graduate is 53 years old, it will have been 54 years since the last new pulp mill was built in the United States. In fact, it could be said today's graduates were born when the last pulp mill started up. The reaction at the meeting was the usual one I receive when I suggest such scenarios. I am used to it. In the early 90s, I said the industry in 15 years will consist of tissue, packaging, and energy. I was wrong about energy. I didn't see fracking coming. A few years ago, I said all coal boilers are dead in any application. And for my entire career, I've said environmental controls will forever become tighter and tighter. I don't find much pushback on any of these subjects now. And if I live to be 93, 30 years hence, I suspect the last U.S. pulp mill will be in the process of being preserved as a museum. Perhaps one of you youngsters will invite me to the opening ceremony. What do you think? Am I off base? Please take our weekly quiz online. In the meantime, we have to be safe, no matter how old our equipment is. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.